In the UK, some 3 million major operations are carried out every year. But some patients' procedures are so complex, only the best surgeons can perform them. Addenbrooke's and Royal Papworth Hospitals in Cambridge are world-renowned for their pioneering techniques to treat conditions that few others dare to take on. Known for their innovative research and groundbreaking surgeries, between them, they carry out 160 operations in their 42 theatres every day. Henry Sugar was 41 years old and unmarried. He was also wealthy. He was wealthy because he had had a rich father who was now dead. He was unmarried because he was too selfish to share any of his money with a wife. He was 6 feet 2 inches tall, but he wasn't really as good-looking as he thought he was. He paid a great deal of attention to his clothes. He went to an expensive tailor for his suits, to a shirtmaker for his shirts, and to a bootmaker for his shoes. Henry had never done a day's work in his life, and his personal motto, which he had invented himself, was this: "It is better to incur a mild rebuke than to perform an onerous task." An unmistakable aroma fills your nose and seeps into your senses, instantly mellowing into a smooth and soothing scent. You breathe deeply, inhaling and exhaling this floral cloud. And as you do, something unexplained washes over you.
A moose took a dander ben the wid. A toad saw the moose, and the moose looked good. "Far are ye gone tae, wee broon moose? Come, eat wi' me in my honour gran hoose. It's kind o' ye, toad, to say hello, but I'm gone to eat wi' a gruffalo." "A gruffalo? What's a gruffalo, then?" "A gruffalo? Foo, do you no ken? He has fiery tusks, and fiery claws, and fiery teeth in his fiery jaws. Far will ye tryst wi' him, here, by Don Steen's, and his favourite meat is roast Todd's beans."